Вариант 21. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Hi, I'm calling to tell you about some table manners in Nepal, which you're going to visit soon. For Europeans, it's unusual to eat meals sitting cross-legged on a mat without shoes. Never touch anyone with your feet and never step over food, plates or a person. Use only your right hand to eat. You can drink from a glass using your left hand. Mix some rice with meat and vegetables and use your fingertips like a spoon to push the food into your mouth. You'll make your hosts pleased if you ask for some more rice.
Text B. Hi, I'm calling to tell you that I've decided at last what career to choose in the future. As you know, there have been teachers in my family for generations. My grandmother was a teacher, and both my mother and my father are teachers. When I was a child, I was listening to their talks about school. I've been listening to their discussions about the right methods of teaching since I started studying at the first grade. Now I always take part in such discussions, and even have my own point of view on some issues. Text C.
I haven't seen Sam for a long time. Has he gone on vacation?
Yes, I think that right now he is swimming in the warm sea or enjoying a romantic dinner with his new girlfriend.
Has he parted with Kate?
His relationship with her has been over for 6 months by now.
You seem to be well informed about the whole situation.
Of course. Kate and I are planning to get married soon.
Great news.
Text D.
Excuse me, how can I get downtown from here?
You should take a bus. The bus stop is just around the corner.
What is the number of the bus that goes downtown?
You can take any bus from here. They all run in that direction.
How long will it take me if I walk downtown?
It will take you about 2 hours.
I see. So taking a bus is the fastest and most convenient way of getting where I want.
I'm absolutely sure of it. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Hi, I'm calling to tell you about some table manners in Nepal, which you're going to visit soon. For Europeans, it's unusual to eat meals sitting cross-legged on a mat without shoes. Never touch anyone with your feet and never step over food, plates or a person. Use only your right hand to eat. You can drink from a glass using your left hand. Mix some rice with meat and vegetables and use your fingertips like a spoon to push the food into your mouth. You'll make your hosts pleased if you ask for some more rice.
Text B. Hi, I'm calling to tell you that I've decided at last what career to choose in the future. As you know, there have been teachers in my family for generations. My grandmother was a teacher, and both my mother and my father are teachers. When I was a child, I was listening to their talks about school. I've been listening to their discussions about the right methods of teaching since I started studying at the first grade. Now I always take part in such discussions, and even have my own point of view on some issues. Text C.
I haven't seen Sam for a long time. Has he gone on vacation?
Yes, I think that right now he is swimming in the warm sea or enjoying a romantic dinner with his new girlfriend.
Has he parted with Kate?
His relationship with her has been over for 6 months by now.
You seem to be well informed about the whole situation.
Of course. Kate and I are planning to get married soon.
Great news.
Text D.
Excuse me, how can I get downtown from here?
You should take a bus. The bus stop is just around the corner.
What is the number of the bus that goes downtown?
You can take any bus from here. They all run in that direction.
How long will it take me if I walk downtown?
It will take you about 2 hours.
I see. So taking a bus is the fastest and most convenient way of getting where I want.
I'm absolutely sure of it. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we've asked 5 people to give us a short interview and say what they remember about their school years. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
I grew up a nice Catholic girl in a small southern town in Georgia. I wanted to be a vet because we had lots of animals at home. I wasn't the most popular girl, though I dated a lot and had many friends. The boys I liked more were athletes. I wasn't a beauty, but I became a finalist in our school's beauty contest, which was a big thrill. I also felt restless, and 3 days after graduation, I moved to New York to learn how to act and become an actress.
Speaker B.
I'd never want to go back to high school, not in a million years. When I was 16, my mother remarried and we lived in New Jersey. I worked in an ice cream store and drove an old car I bought for $50. I never planned to go to college because I never studied well and we didn't have a lot of money.
Speaker C.
I was a tall, skinny kid who wore thick glasses and had no sense of myself as a female. When I was 14, one boy said that he would teach me to kiss and he did. I was naive, but I was always a great student. When I was 15 and in the 11th grade, I was going to high school half a day and a nearby college the other half.
Speaker D. I wanted to be a biker. I was dreaming about motorcycles, leather jackets, knives, violence. Maybe because that was so different from my real life. Ours was a normal, middle-class, provincial family with 5 kids, and we were all musical. I could play the guitar, piano, banjo, and drums. To earn some pocket money, I played the trumpet in a dance band at weddings and bars. At school, I usually performed too, but I didn't like studying, just read a lot. Speaker E.
I'm quite uncertain about my school years. We moved from town to town together with my father. Before I was 15, I'd never attended the same school for more than 6 months. When you change schools a lot, you don't have a clear idea what you are or what you like. At one school, I was popular. At another, I wasn't. My last school was in Los Angeles, after my mother divorced my father.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we've asked 5 people to give us a short interview and say what they remember about their school years. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
I grew up a nice Catholic girl in a small southern town in Georgia. I wanted to be a vet, because we had lots of animals at home. I wasn't the most popular girl, though I dated a lot and had many friends. The boys I liked more were athletes. I wasn't a beauty, but I became a finalist in our school's beauty contest, which was a big thrill. I also felt restless, and 3 days after graduation, I moved to New York to learn how to act and become an actress.
Speaker B.
I'd never want to go back to high school. Not in a million years. When I was 16, my mother remarried and we lived in New Jersey. I worked in an ice cream store and drove an old car I bought for $50. I never planned to go to college because I never studied well and we didn't have a lot of money.
Speaker C.
I was a tall, skinny kid who wore thick glasses and had no sense of myself as a female. When I was 14, one boy said that he would teach me to kiss, and he did. I was naive, but I was always a great student. When I was 15 and in the 11th grade, I was going to high school half a day and a nearby college the other half.
Speaker D. I wanted to be a biker. I was dreaming about motorcycles, leather jackets, knives, violence. Maybe because that was so different from my real life. Ours was a normal, middle-class, provincial family with 5 kids, and we were all musical. I could play the guitar, piano, banjo, and drums. To earn some pocket money, I played the trumpet in a dance band at weddings and bars. At school, I usually performed too, but I didn't like studying. Just read a lot. Speaker E.
I'm quite uncertain about my school years. We moved from town to town together with my father. Before I was 15, I'd never attended the same school for more than 6 months. When you change schools a lot, you don't have a clear idea what you are or what you like. At one school, I was popular. At another, I wasn't. My last school was in Los Angeles, after my mother divorced my father.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon, and welcome to our program, Kaleidoscope. With us in the studio is Dan White, who is going to demonstrate his amazing photos and tell us about his work in Brazil. Dan, you were there last April, weren't you?
This time, my journey took place in Africa, and it was in August.
Dan, let me show our audience this photo of a family of elephants. How did you manage to get so close to them? It may simply be too dangerous to be walking around elephants, lions, tigers, and other predators.
I always work together with a ranger who makes me keep the closest safe distance. And that is not all. Some animals can get frightened easily and attack people. So when I take photos, I mostly use motor transport. Watching animals from the security of motor transport allows me to come closer to them.
Yes, I see your point. It's less risky to both animals and humans.
I also have a few great professional cameras.
Are good cameras really all you need? I have a very expensive camera, but my photos are awful in comparison with yours. By the way, what are you planning to photograph in the near future?
It's really my dream to become an underwater photographer and make a living taking photos for wildlife magazines. I'd like to discover the world of marine life and get more professional experience.
And what are you going to do to develop your new skills?
Besides self-practicing, I want to attend some master classes. I've already found out that the first one starts on the 20th of January. I'll be studying while scuba diving and discussing my results with the best photographers.
Thank you for your interview. We're looking forward to your new photos and stories. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Good afternoon, and welcome to our program, Kaleidoscope. With us in the studio is Dan White, who is going to demonstrate his amazing photos and tell us about his work in Brazil. Dan, you were there last April, weren't you?
This time, my journey took place in Africa, and it was in August.
Dan, let me show our audience this photo of a family of elephants. How did you manage to get so close to them? It may simply be too dangerous to be walking around elephants, lions, tigers, and other predators.
I always work together with a ranger who makes me keep the closest safe distance. And that is not all. Some animals can get frightened easily and attack people. So when I take photos, I mostly use motor transport. Watching animals from the security of motor transport allows me to come closer to them.
Yes, I see your point. It's less risky to both animals and humans.
I also have a few great professional cameras.
Are good cameras really all you need? I have a very expensive camera, but my photos are awful in comparison with yours. By the way, what are you planning to photograph in the near future?
It's really my dream to become an underwater photographer and make a living taking photos for wildlife magazines. I'd like to discover the world of marine life and get more professional experience.
And what are you going to do to develop your new skills?
Besides self-practicing, I want to attend some master classes. I've already found out that the first one starts on the 20th of January. I'll be studying while scuba diving and discussing my results with the best photographers.
Thank you for your interview. We're looking forward to your new photos and stories. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the International Club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about holidays. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So, let's get started. What are the most popular public holidays in your country? What is your favorite holiday? Explain why. How do you usually celebrate your favorite holiday? Do you prefer giving or getting presents? Why? What family traditions would you like to keep? What would you like to change in celebrating your favorite holiday? Explain why. This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.